what I'd dreamed of doing on empty, confused teenage afternoons as I gazed out at that immaculate horizon. Bournemouth is nice. It doesn't overwhelm like Saint-Tropez or even Blackpool, but the poet Shelley, who lived in Boscombe where I was born, might have said the view from the clifftops was sublime. A sublime seascape, but however you say it, it's nice. The beaches start way back from the cliffs in the wooded chines, steep valleys full of pine trees and rhododendrons, dense, as tall as houses. We climb to the top of the highest bush and fling ourselves off to be caught somewhere on the way down by a mass of giving boughs. We jumped off more or less everything. At Fisherman's Walk in Southbourne, the soft sandy overhangs are high and sheer, and we'd just run and jump right off. Arms flailing, we'd fly over the edge after school. If you can jump off a cliff, you can do anything. We lived in suburbia, and I went to Peter Robinson's house after school on Tuesdays. His dad had the stamp shop in Pokesdown. It's still there. Philately, it's called. It was in that house that I first started to watch Top of the Pops. Peter had some good records. The ones we played the most were Those Magnificent Men in Their Flying Machines by the Singing Piglets, Pinky and Perky, and The Entertainer, the piano rag from The Sting. Our favourite song was a television theme, Eye Level, from a detective series called Van der Valk, but we didn't have a copy of that. I was playing it on the guitar only yesterday. I still